Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to that little rant I did about how our lives have become so encumbered between planned obsolescence, badly made products being sold to us, office machines that break down constantly. Only a week ago, my wife's office chair, made in the USA, that we bought her just about a year ago, the entire back fell off it. So we had to stop doing what we were doing. She stopped working on her music. I stopped working on my website, and we throw out the old office chair. We go down to the local office supply place, and we buy her a new chair. Waste of money, waste of time, none of which generates revenues. Now, one of the screams we constantly hear from the money junkies who are trying to say it's all the fault of the American people. We didn't do anything wrong. After all, we've not been arrested. Is they like to say, oh, the American workers, they're lazy. The American workers don't want to work. And then that's nonsense, because the reality is, and I'm sure pretty much everybody listening to this broadcast right now are going through this right now. We've never worked as hard in our lives as we are right now. Nor have we ever gotten back so little for it. The workloads are crushing down the American people. We know how many jobs, you know, how many Americans lost their high-paying jobs. Now they're working two jobs just to make ends meet. Americans are working hard. They're working very hard to the detriment of their own health. They're just not getting anything for it. And a huge part of that work is being used up dealing with the failure of the American economy to provide decent tools. Now, in a nation that is healthy, the economy works for the people. The economy is supposed to take care of the people. The economy is supposed to provide high-paying jobs so those people can turn around and pay bills and pay taxes, and the system is in balance. But our system is out of balance. The money junkies and the government see the people as serving the economy. The economy has been placed on a pedestal above us, and we're supposed to bow and worship it and sacrifice to it. Even as we know that our present economic system with the Federal Reserve, you can't pay the debt off ever, 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 ever. It is designed that way. And it only works as long as you believe that's the way things are supposed to be. But if only 2% of the American public believes the government is doing a good job, then that tells us that more and more Americans are aware that our banking system is not fair and ethical and moral, that it is in fact a gigantic, almost 100-year-old fraud that's been perpetrated on us by the money junkies, by the private owners of the private central bank. The problem isn't that we're lazy. Quite the contrary. We're working a lot harder than we've ever worked in our lives, and we're not getting anything back for it. And now the government is taking away, or rather, they're keeping, they're embezzling the retirement money we gave them in trust. The U.S. government has defaulted on the American people. And they did it because they didn't think the American people would either notice or do anything about it. Now, of course, light has dawned on them, which is why they're trying to come out and grab all the guns. They're enraged that we, the American people, are going to be marching on Capitol Hill and say, look, that was our money, you give it back. All that money you gave to Israel was illegal under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act. We want that back. We never agreed to these wars of conquest to prop up the Federal Reserve. We want that money back. These wars are illegal. We want a refund. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to backtrack a little bit. I want to go back to the gun and pharmaceutical stories a little bit before we get back to the economy. We're seeing, again, CNN's already back to it. Oh, the gun control debate and all the rest of it. That caller who called in with what he says is the most likely methodology for Obama to basically ban assault rifles and high-capacity magazines and all the rest of that. Underscores something I think we all need to be thinking about. Because they're basically saying, you know, you're still going to have your little revolver, your six-shot revolver, you know, or a single bolt-action rifle and all the rest of that. Criminals are still going to use those. This is not going to stop crime. The government is specifically targeting weapons that would be of value in the American people opposing the imposition of a dictatorship. They're going after military weapons. If they were really concerned about crime and murder and school shootings and everything, they'd say we've got to ban them all. But they're not doing that. They're specifically going after the weapons that in the hands of trained, experienced Americans, especially veterans, would be a discouragement to the government basically saying the Constitution is gone, we've shredded the Bill of Rights, you all have to work and give us all your money because we've got to take care of those bankers, those poor, struggling, suffering bankers. You have no idea how much they've suffered. By the way, you ought to see some of these Christmas bonuses some of these bozos are getting. Now, on the subject of medication, a listener sent in this story. This is in the Telegraph in Great Britain. This is from 2003. So it's not like this is a new idea that prescription medications are the problems. And it involves a woman named Julie Eldred who had Asperger's syndrome. And it was very, very mild. It was so mild that she lived the first 27 years of her life without any problems. Wasn't even showing up. And then when she was 27, she started suffering from bouts of anxiety that weren't explainable, which is one of the symptoms of Asperger's, and she went to the doctors. And what did the doctors do? Well, they diagnosed her with everything from what they call attention-seeking disorder, which is the fancy medical name for it's all in your head. And despite that, they put her on medication, and the problem got worse. So they put her on a different medication. The problems continued to get worse. They put her on a stronger medication. That got worse. In the end, she wound up undergoing 32 different mind-altering prescription drugs and wound up institutionalized. Doctors are looking back on that now. I mean, there were even several attempts for her to commit suicide. That was the basis for locking her up, where she tried to kill herself. And now they're looking back and saying she should never have been given any of these drugs. She was okay, a little bit of anxiety. Take some valerian root. Take some extendivite or something like that. But once they get you on those prescription mind-altering drugs, their only solution when those drugs aren't working is to give you a different drug. Give you a better drug, a bigger drug, more powerful drug. Combination of drugs. Let's mix them all together and, you know, shake and not stirred. Gulp that one down there, bubby. And they destroyed this woman. But it was good for the medical industry. They sold 32 courses of drugs to this woman. This is back in 2003, this is being reported. They know there is a problem, but they don't want to tell you. Want you to go on spending your money at that drugstore, go to that doctor with your little mental illness, and according to the American Psychiatric Association, 25% of us have some mental illness. Now they're trying to say that people who enjoy sex are suffering a mental illness. And by golly, they got a pill for that one too. If you think sex is fun, if you do sex for enjoyment, that's now classified as a mental illness. Now at this point, I don't think they can lock me up. But if I were already in, I'd have a heck of a time getting out. Because I love my wife. You got to read this story about this woman, Julie Eldred. It is a classic example of just how the whole medical system is all about selling you product. And the product are all these weird concoctions that are patentable. That's the only reason they're looking for all these new different chemicals, because they can patent them. They can have market exclusivity. They can maximize the return on their investment. They're not looking for what works. They're looking for what they can make the most money on. Congress held hearings into the link between SSRIs and violence. They don't want to do anything. Those pharmaceutical companies hand out huge campaign donation checks. Corporate media doesn't want to tell you about it because they don't want to risk losing all those really lucrative advertising contracts with the pharmaceutical industries. So it's all about the money, and what's good for the people just isn't a factor any longer. And I'm not a Christian Scientist or anything like that. If I have a serious medical emergency, I'm going to say, yeah, go ahead, take me to the emergency room, you know. But nothing short of a real serious medical emergency is going to get me anywhere near those doctors. Especially after learning that sodium lauryl sulfate is an accepted ingredient, filler, in many of these medications. It's a toxic material. And it's in the pills they give you to take. Anyway, it's just society's out of balance. The lust for money has just taken priority over everything else. I was looking at that documentary, Inside Job, now that I bought the DVD. And they, Elliot Spitzer was talking about how, you know, the runaway profits of Wall Street didn't result in any goods or services to the American people. And they were trying to draw an equation between the runaway profits of the high-tech industry versus Wall Street. And Spitzer said, high-tech is based on products. They make things. That's where their money's coming from. Wall Street just games the system. And we have a whole generation of children growing up and looking at how the scammers get all the goodies. They get the Lamborghinis. They get to eat $200 hamburgers with gold leaf on them. They get $120,000 wristwatches on their wrist. They get the hot girls. And they write out, in Inside Job, they're talking about, you know, just all this money that's spent on high-class call girls. And it's written off as investment research or computer upgrade. It's just this constant scam going on. And kids are growing up thinking these are people to be admired and emulated. What's that tell us about the future of this country if we don't change this course and recognize these money junkies are mentally ill? Who knows? Probably a lot of them are on SSRIs. Based on the national average, at least one out of every 10 Wall Street executives is on SSRIs. That might explain a huge amount of what's going on. More of the economic indicators are basically saying there's a slowdown and into the economy, heading into a new dip. We were talking about the Baltic Dry Index, I think, just a week ago. That's just bottomed out. Orders for new goods have dried up, so the manufacturers aren't ordering raw materials. That's what the Baltic Dry Index tells us. Hunger and homelessness are on the rise in America, in the U.S. cities. Requests for emergency food assistance rose in 21 out of 25 cities surveyed in 2012 and remain at the same level in three. More than half the cities said homelessness increased. And it's hitting everybody, kind of an oddball story. One of the most decorated female distance runners in U.S. track history has been working as a call girl in Las Vegas. Former member of the Olympic team. Can't get any other job working as a call girl. That is a rough economy. Remember when this economy started really falling apart and the government and the media were actually telling women, you might consider the sex trade industry. You know, it's fun. There's a lot of money. Yeah, you might catch a lethal disease or get beaten to a pulp by somebody on SSRIs. That is the nature. When we have a society that is basically encouraging women to go out and get into the sex trade to deal with the economic downturn, that's pretty sick. Remember, we had that story from Great Britain where this woman with a business degree and a career couldn't find a job, and she was told unless she was willing to go out and work in the sex trade, they were going to cut off her unemployment benefits. You're not allowed to choose that anymore. In the video that we made for my wife's song, Downsize Blue, the very last clip is of this stripper who used to be a lawyer. It's kind of where we are here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve because there's this huge debate about whether the Federal Reserve expires next year or not. And it doesn't. That's the bad news. When the Federal Reserve Act was first passed, it actually had a 20-year life to the charter. That was then extended to 100 years, which is where that comes from. And then in 1927, on February 25th, a law was passed that basically said it's open-ended. There is no end to it. The only way the Federal Reserve can end is if Congress votes to revoke the charter, which they're not going to do because of those campaign donation issues, or the Federal Reserve is caught violating some law, which we don't know because the Federal Reserve will not allow an audit. Or, of course, the American people could burn the place to the ground, but that's not really within the purview of legal options. We'll be right back.
Gold. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a complete disconnect between government and the people they are supposed to serve is not confined to the United States of America. Over in Great Britain, Dave Cameron made a comment that food banks are just part of his big society. And David Cameron actually hailed the huge increase in reliance on food banks as an example of the big society he wants to build. In other words, we're too busy invading Syria to bother with you British subjects. You're going to have to figure out how to take care of yourselves. We've got more important things to do. We've got to take care of Israel, and we've got to take care of the European Union, and we've got to take care of those banks. The banks are our top priority here. Now, you carbon-based life form things here. You got to figure it out for yourselves. And he was branded as being a little out of touch. Just like saying the Titanic hit a little ice. And the phrase, let them eat cake, comes to mind. And by the way, a reminder to our listeners in Britain, there's a very useful block of wood over there at the Tower of London. We put a picture of it on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Now, the reality is there is a looming global food crisis. For the last 6 years, The world has consumed more food than it has produced. Global food reserves are at their lowest level since 1974. Like people living paycheck to paycheck, the world is living year to year when it comes to the food supplies. And there are some problems out there. The ethanol mandate diverted food crop farmlands to ethanol production. That put a crimp on the food supply. And contrary to promises of doubled yields by companies like Monsanto, the GMO crops are actually producing lower yields than their natural counterparts. Under ideal laboratory conditions, the GMO seeds will produce a bountiful harvest. But the world is not a laboratory, as those poor cotton farmers in India found out. When it turned out the GMO cotton they were mandated to plant was less resistant to conditions of drought than the natural variety. Wiped them all out. Mass suicide all across the country. Plus, we have the Deepwater Horizon disaster that poisoned the Gulf of Mexico. That food is very questionable to eat, which is why the U.S. government buys it all up and feeds it to our soldiers over there fighting these wars in the other countries. Plus, we have the effects from the Fukushima power station meltdown. And now, all this time later, they're finally admitting, yeah, that was an explosion at Reactor 3, and it wasn't steam. You know, yes, it's really radioactive and the rest of it. Apparently, they had an entire dock from Japan. It's floated across the Pacific, washed up on the west coast here. We're getting debris from Fukushima washing up on our beaches here in Hawaii as well. Hey, there's a good point. The Obamas are staying at a beachfront house over there in Kailua. So help yourself to all those little Japanese souvenirs lying on the beach. There's talk now about the humiliation of Greece. This is an article over at brotherjohnf.com. And basically, the Greek government, the pro-banker government that got in during that second fraudulent election, has passed a law, okay, which basically says that if any future Greek government even considers defaulting to the bankers, the Greek people immediately forfeit all their rights to the nation's assets, including national companies, natural resources. There is no law to protect them. All the assets inside Greece will be open to seizure by Greece's bond holders, the vulture funds. The bankers have just been handed by the Greek government. The bankers have been handed a loaded gun and a license to loot. Yes, we're going to take that Parthenon thing and move it over and decorate our new casino with it. This is not a government that's taking care of the people and the country. This is a government that was bought and paid for by the bankers to strip mine Greece and give it to the bankers. That is going to be the solution they're going to try and come up with for every one of these nations that fell into that private central banking trap. Yeah, you can't pay off the debt. Yes, we set it up that way. The only solution is we now own everything. You are now tenants on the lands that used to be the property of the people. And by the way, just, you know, your wife and your daughter, get them out on the street there. Get them working. Double shift. Just keep pumping that cash out of the society. What just happened in Greece is going to happen here in the United States of America if you let it. Where the government will simply say, on the day we default, yeah, just come in and take it away. Take away all the privately owned homes. Take away all the companies and businesses. Take away all the technology. Take away all the intellectual property. It's all yours. You won the game. Just because we had a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president who sold us into that system 100 years ago is no excuse. Just because it's all unconstitutional is no excuse. Just back up the truck and take it all away. Needless to say, there are currently riots between police and shopkeepers in Athens. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Press TV is reporting it's now official. The U.S. lost more troops to suicide than combat in 2012. There's an interesting little quote in there. The military has been desperate to get a handle on the rising suicide rate, making several very public efforts, none of which seem to have accomplished much of anything. Well, when you're out there screaming, you know, anybody trying to kill themselves will be shot. Not going to get a good reaction there. Now, remember, we had that call into this show earlier this week from a veteran who confirmed that in order to get these soldiers over the moral conflict they have between having signed up to protect the United States of America and realizing that they're just invading other people's country to loot the wealth and they're killing innocents to do it, the military doctors are just handing out SSRIs like they're M&Ms. And knowing that there is a strong link between SSRIs and suicide, the military high command should be looking at that as a possible cause. But we know the U.S. military, even more than the U.S. government, will just concoct any kind of a fictional story to get themselves out of trouble. Like the gun turret explosion on the USS Iowa. Oh, it was a gay sailor's suicide. No, it wasn't. It was poorly stored propellant and over-ramming. And the Navy's own tests confirmed it. That's got to be hard enough on a parent or spouse of somebody who has died in the war zone. And then you find out it was suicide, which means you don't get a lot of the benefits you're supposed to get. And then you start to realize that it may have been the medication the military put the kid on that drove him to suicide. Nobody wants to look at that, of course, because it would damage the profitability of the pharmaceutical industry, and that just cannot be allowed. What are you thinking? Harming profits. Profits are above everything. I'm beginning to think our government has been taken over by the Ferengi. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that one of the continuing cast of characters of the Star Trek franchise is an alien race called the Ferengi, who have taken greed and money junkieism to a fine art and an entire social order. And there's this document floating around the internet called the Ferengi Rules of Acquisition. And it's funny to read it until you realize that's probably how most people on Wall Street are thinking here. Anyway, let's see. Over at the United Nations, they had another vote in the General Assembly to basically declare a moratorium on capital punishment. No more death penalty for anything. 111 countries voted for this. And I'm in agreement on this. I know there are bad people out there who do horrible, horrible, terrible things. But I also know that at least in this country, a lot of people are wrongfully convicted of crimes they've never committed. It was a huge problem back in the 1990s during that whole feminist militant rape hysteria. Innocent men were sent to prison until DNA could get them out. We know there have been wrongful executions in this country. People executed for crimes they did not actually commit. Bruno Richard Hauptmann is one of the most famous cases. There was a huge political cry to solve the Lindbergh kidnapping and murder. And it was a cover-up right from the get-go because it was a member of the household who'd killed the child. So they grabbed this Bruno Richard Hauptmann and they framed him. And they executed him. And that's not the only case. So until we can restore life to those we have wrongfully taken it from, we should not take it in the first place. If you imprison somebody and you find out you made a mistake, you can let them back out. You can financially compensate them for their lost years, pay the medical bills for whatever diseases they picked up inside prison, and you can basically apologize. You can make good. You can have your act of contrition and say, we're going to make sure that you're provided for the rest of your life for what we did to you during your most productive years. But once you execute somebody and you find out that you had the wrong person, you can't make amends. You can't take it back. And that's why I'm in agreement with the United Nations on this. There should be a moratorium on capital punishment until the problems with the injustice system are taken out. If 98% of the American people do not trust the government, it means 98% of the American people do not trust the court system and do not trust that the people who are being thrown in jail or executed really deserve it. Leonard Peltier, good example. Mumi al-Jabbar, another good example. Wrongful convictions and executions are a fact of life in the United States of America. Speaking of wrongful imprisonment, the House of Representatives have passed the National Defense Authorization Act for 2013 to the tune of $633 billion. And the indefinite detention provisions are still in there. The U.S. government, if they feel you are an enemy to the state, can come and grab you and lock you up. No lawyer, no judge, no trial, no jury. Don't even have to tell your friends and family what happened to you. They just disappeared. Black helicopter flew off into the clouds, hasn't been seen since. Now, over in Syria, the situation is deteriorating there. some of the Syrian rebels, meaning the hired mercenaries, apparently fired shots at a civilian passenger airliner at the Aleppo airport. Now, the rebels have since come out and said they were only warning shots. We didn't actually hit the airplane. But these so-called Syrian rebels are firing at civilian jetliners. And again, go back to the American Revolution. There was a war between the American Continental Army and the British forces, and civilians were protected. They were non-combatants, were protected, not deliberately attacked. Now, according to the United Nations, remember we've been talking about how the so-called Free Syria Army, only 95% of them are not Syrians. The United Nations has sort of been paying attention to that, and they've now come out with a list that the so-called popular uprising inside Syria actually consists of people who have come from 29 other countries. This is not a popular uprising. It's not a revolution. It is not a struggling people against a tyrant. It is a covert attempt at a military overthrow to impose a new puppet regime in Syria. That's what's going on here. Once again, we're hearing in the Israeli press more about Syria's weapons of mass destruction, and they've got chemical weapons. And the latest hue and cry coming from Israel is that Syria is now sending some of their chemical weapons into Lebanon, so we've got to bomb them as well. And all of this, of course, is sounding a lot like Saddam's mobile biological weapons labs. Remember that one? They had all these pictures of these trailers with all this lab gear on there. And all the connections, how they were brewing these horrible biological weapons in these mobile laboratories. And they had a picture of one of the trailers, and they said, see, this is the mobile biological weapons laboratory. And it turned out it was a balloon inflator. Because weather balloons and artillery balloons are filled with hydrogen gas. Now, hydrogen gas cannot be stored and transported over long distances because hydrogen is such a tiny atom, it'll actually bleed right through the side of a steel tank. So they have this little machine on the trailer that mixes chemicals together to generate hydrogen gas to fill the balloons. And that's what this photo was of. And not only was it a hoax, everybody knew what that trailer was because Saddam didn't build it. He bought it from a company in Great Britain with all the appropriate paperwork, import licenses and everything. So the government knew that it was a hydrogen balloon inflator. At the same time, they were telling you it's a mobile biological weapons laboratory. You should be afraid. You should give us your children to throw into the war to save you. Russia is stepping up their diplomatic pressure in this matter. Vladimir Putin has basically gone public saying that, you know, Americans, meaning our government, are up to their ears in a certain substance made up of their own problems. And he's asking a very pertinent question. Why does one country consider itself entitled to spread its jurisdiction to the entire world? Putin knows what's going on. This is conquest of the rest of the world. And by the way, I don't think the United States has any moral right to spread its jurisdiction and influence to anywhere else in the world until we fix the problems we have here at home. What the U.S. government is doing is they're starting all these wars in the hope to distract you from what's going on here at home. Yes, you're hungry, but there's a war on. Yes, you're losing your homes and businesses, but there's a war on. Yes, the roads are falling apart and the schools don't teach and the hospitals don't heal, but there's a war on. And they want to export that to the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. Lavrov has come out basically in the follow-up to this whole thing where Hillary was claiming that Russia was okay with regime change in Syria and getting rid of Assad, and Lavrov came out and said, we never said that. And he followed it up basically saying, we're not in the business of regime change. Because after all, that's the U.S. job. That's what we're all about, regime change. If we don't like you, we will get rid of you. Now, down in South Africa, the African National Congress has made support for the boycott against Israel official government policy. So all of South Africa is now all on board with this idea of boycotting products from Israel, focusing on those that are made in Palestinian territories and falsely claimed to be Israeli, or those that are made from resources that are simply stolen from Palestinian territories. But remember, here in the United States of America, it's against the law to boycott Israel. If you're a business, individuals can still boycott Israel. Down in Argentina, I mentioned this before, there are massive protests there and the clashes with police. The whole world is drowning in this banker-manufactured debt, and it's leading to this massive outpouring of protests and violence. Now, speaking of death here, there was a scandal a while back regarding Baha Moussa, who was an Iraq detainee who died back in 2003 when this was all starting. And they had a army doctor, Dr. Derek Kilo, who basically came out and said, no, this prisoner was not maltreated. He wasn't maltreated at all. He just sort of had a kind of died. And subsequent investigations found out that, yeah, this guy had been beaten and tortured and brutalized. He suffered 93 injuries in his last hours of life while in the custody of the Queen's Lancashire Regiment. And the MPTS panel basically said Dr. Kilo engaged in misleading and dishonest conduct, and they have taken his medical license away. Yeehaw! But it should tell us, doctors are not necessarily honorable people. We're taught to believe that anybody in that white doctor's coat can be trusted with our most personal secrets and the health and care of our body. It's not true. Doctors are going to do what they're paid to do, and if they're getting money from the pharmaceutical companies to sell you the pills, they're going to sell you the pills. Yesterday on the What Really Happened website, I had a little copy of an ad from back when cigarette advertising was legal, and they were saying, you know, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Camels. And it's a reminder, along with this case, doctors are not trustworthy. That white coat does not make them honorable people any more than clerical robes make the clergy necessarily honorable. Right, Pope? Talking about how pedophilia isn't that big a deal and child porn is becoming normal. Or a Brooks Brothers suit makes a Wall Street banker an honest man. Or a politician, for that matter, honest. It's all costuming. It's all theater. To get you to trust them, to get you to believe in them. And once they got you by their, once they've got you by your beliefs, they got you. And they will use you, loot you, do whatever they want with you to maximize their own financial return. And that's what it comes down to. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this situation with Hegel, because this is turning out to be a major challenge for Obama. Because Obama wants Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense, and Israel does not, because he's not Israel-centric enough. Previously, when he was a senator, he made a statement saying, I'm a senator of the United States, not of Israel. Ooh, bad. We can't have any of that. So all these pro-Israel groups and their lackeys in Congress are screaming that Hagel is anti-Bagel. We got to get rid of him. And this puts, and even the Washington Post was out there screaming about how Chuck Hagel cannot be the right choice for defense secretary. They're trying to swift vote him, basically. And it presents a very serious challenge for Barack Obama, because if he caves into the Israel lobby and dumps the nomination, it just shows to the American people and the rest of the world that the U.S. government does not work for America, it works for Tel Aviv. And I think if our U.S. government is going to work for Tel Aviv, that all of these mounting debts to the Federal Reserve ought to be paid for by the Israeli taxpayers. And so Obama's problem that he faces right now is, how can he keep Israel happy without making it look like he's keeping Israel happy? I think he's going to go forward with the nomination, and he's going to let the Congress vote it down and let Congress take the heat for it. But there's definitely an anti-Hegel campaign out there. Israel doesn't want him. Israel is concerned that Israel is going to scream for military assistance from the United States, and Hegel is going to say, wait a minute, this is not our problem. You started this war. Why are we on the hook to constantly get Israel out of their troubles? Because Israel's whole agenda for Iran is that they could attack Iran's civilian nuclear power plant, scurry back to Israel, and when Iran mounts a counterattack, the Americans will step in, and your sons and daughters will catch all the bullets. That's the plan. Israel can't win a non-nuclear war against Iran. They're counting on Americans to come in, and Hegel might actually say, really, you guys started this. We're going to sit this one out. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, now they're trying to claim enjoying sex is a mental illness. They're going to sell you a pill about that one. Now, here's some news that's going on here. Over in Russia, in the Soviet Union, gives my age away here. The cold spell there is continuing. They're hitting minus 58 degrees Fahrenheit. Russians are freezing to death in their homes. Strongest winter in decades. The harshest winter in over 70 years. And it's continuing. The temperatures continue to drop over there. Even as our government screams about carbon taxes and human-caused global warming, they still won't let go of that. And now we're hearing that here in the United States of America, up in Michigan, they just got 19 inches of snow. 142,000 people are without power. This whole global warming thing was a hoax to trick you into obedience and out of your money. When are you going to get angry about this? When are you going to get angry about all the lies? How many times do we have to expose these frauds before you realize this government lies to you about absolutely everything? They don't treat you as human beings. They don't treat you with respect. A government that lies to the people doesn't respect the people. They view you as a walking wallet, as a resource, as human livestock to be harvested and exploited. Is that how you want to live the rest of your lives? Is that how you want to live the rest of your lives? Is that how you want your children to live? Is that how you want your grandchildren to live? We are in a dictatorship where you have no rights, no vote, no money, and they're constantly demanding more. Now they're coming to take the guns away. The United States of America that was founded 200 years ago is gone. The nation we were all taught to believe we lived in is gone, may never have existed. We're living in a real life matrix of this illusion presented to us about what our nation is supposed to be about and what our role in it is. And it's all a complete fraud to simply turn us into a source of wealth and labor and soldiers for the government to play their great game across the globe. I want to know why you're not angry. I want to know why you're not furious that your entire life has been basically all lies. Lies about World War II, lies about Pearl Harbor, lies about 9/11. You should be angry. And if you're not, there's something wrong with you. We'll be right back.